Could you talk about the distribution of the rash and sort of what did it look like?
This was actually over his entire body, actually spared his face for the most part,
wow.
But it was clearly over his torso and his extremities. And so what we're talking about is an erythematous maculopapular rash. So with raised areas in places he was scratching and kind of cutting open and leaving scabs. So pretty serious rash, a little bit more severe than we would see with something like osimertinib or erlotinib, probably on the order of something we saw back in the day with panitumumab, cetuximab, when we were using those in lung cancer. So what was really fascinating, Neil, is my colleague, the dermatologist, sent him to a tanning bed. And so he shows up with his great tan and his skin lesions are all gone.
Wow.
And I wasn't aware that tanning beds are used, the ultraviolet rays are used to actually treat inflammation of the skin for various disorders, psoriasis. I don't really understand why it works, but it seems to work. And my dermatologist, she wasn't exactly sure how it works, but she says it does work. Anyway, this went on for a little while. Good control, went back on therapy, and then it came on again. And by the way, his time in the tanning bed was about 5 minutes twice a week. So it wasn't the typical, I guess people spend a lot more time in tanning beds. So this is one of those rare situations where we don't endorse people going to tanning beds, but this seemed to help him for a little while. So he got on the kind of a payment plan, showed up at the tanning bed a couple days a week, and it was working, and then it stopped. And what happened was we had to stop therapy. I had to say to him, you know, we can't safely put you back on this study. Although I can get access to nivolumab, ipilimumab off study, you know, I'd recommend we stop.
And how long had he been on treatment at that point?
So about 8 months. And he had a period of on and off where we got his rash better and then he went back on, but ultimately came off.
And where was the distribution of the tumor before therapy and then how did it change with therapy?
So he had disease in his chest originally and then recurred in his liver. And then with treatment, those areas didn't disappear, but they responded, they shrunk. So here's what's fascinating. We stopped therapy last summer, about this time last summer. And I made a deal with him, like all patients who have toxicity, that we would just watch him closely. And so initially I had him come in every month to assess his rash and see how he's doing. And we'd image him every other month. He just came in 2 weeks ago for his imaging. First of all, his rash is gone. That's improved, but he's decided to stick with the tanning bed. He likes the look of it, and he thinks it helps keep things at bay. He's off steroids. And then here's the deal. On imaging, he's almost in a complete response. I can still see lesions in the liver and the lungs, but almost not. I think if you didn't know he had cancer, you would say that was almost perhaps scar tissue or benign nodules. I've never seen anything like this in small cell, where you can be on therapy for recurrent disease and then be off therapy for a year with no progression. I mean, it can happen, but this is not an experience we see with cytotoxic drugs. So it's a fantastic story. And he's pushing me now to say, David, do we need to even do imaging anymore? Can I just come in, you know, twice a year? And so we have stretched it out a bit. We do imaging every 3 months now. Then I'm going to back off if we go another year. But 1 year off therapy, 2 years basically since he recurred in his liver, and basically almost 3 years since he was diagnosed. So I don't think he's cured. I think he's in a near CR and probably will stay that way for a while.
Any other autoimmune complications at all?
No, nothing. You know, there's been some publications on this, but that's been generally my experience. If you look at the kind of different toxicities you can see in organ systems, I don't usually encounter patients who have more than one. So you might have a thyroid issue, you might have a skin issue, I have a patient who has diabetes, but it's not like they get a constellation of every organ gets inflamed. And I'm not sure why that would be, but it seems to be that when you get that acute toxicity, you don't get it in other organs. Maybe that's because you just stop what you're doing and institute anti-inflammatory approaches. And perhaps if you just kept going, every organ would get inflamed. But I can't think of a situation where I've had multiple toxicities in different organ systems. Maybe a thyroid plus something else would be the most common.
That's really a fascinating observation. And